Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, it's Redman Bite Size Time. It is Sunday. It is the 30th of July and the Reds have won another pre-season game. I'm going to be talking around the big talking points from that match, picking up on some of Jurgen Klopp's quotes around Liverpool's need for midfield reinforcements, a little side story on one of them, and the biggest, most dominant news story around Liverpool transfers as broken by the Mirror involving Liverpool. And wait for it, Kylian Mbappe. Stay tuned for that one. Right, we're going to start off. Jurgen Klopp has asked in his press conference around today's game about the situation regarding midfield. He was initially asked around Fabinho's imminent transfer to Al Ittihad. This is Anfield. I've got a great video clip from this if you want to go and watch it. But basically, he was asked about Fabinho, whether there's any updates. And he said, Fabinho is not here and that shows things are ongoing. But as far as I know, it's not finalised. We obviously all have to get used to these kind of things now. Timings are not exactly like we are used to it in the moment so far. That's why it's better to wait until things have happened before speaking about it. He was then asked if Liverpool needed to move on with midfield reinforcements. Klopp, again, according to this, Anfield said, Klopp knows this, though, and assured supporters that Liverpool are working on the issue. The manager said, in reference to getting more midfielders, that would not be a bad idea, he said. And just to clarify, he said that whilst laughing. We know that we have to do something there. It is absolutely clear we are working on solutions. I think everyone can imagine that. So, yes, although no new players have come in the door since the exit of Jordan Henderson, and with the impending exit of Fabinho, it seems like right now, Liverpool are working around the clock to try and get something done, something over the line. And just Klopp's reference there to like the how things are now done does lead to a little bit of speculation, opens the back door there to whether he's just referring to obviously the influence of the money of the Saudi Arabian Pro League and whether that's turning his players' heads, or the order of business in which things seem to be taking place, like players being reached out to and agreeing deals and then clubs then playing hardball over the feet, or if it's just the idea that the money's not as quickly forthcoming as they hoped it would be. 2 weeks now since Fabinho's $40 million deal was purportedly agreed, and are Liverpool waiting on that money before they can push the button on another transfer? Unknowns, to be perfectly honest, but certainly a little bit of additional speculation can be read into Jurgen Klopp's words there. We'll have to see what happens in the coming days. The player that has been strongly targeted in this last week by the Reds, I know all pre-season to be fair, but certainly seems to have ramped up in recent days, is Romeo Lavia. This is game by This Is Anfield, though reporting that Romeo Lavia has been involved in Southampton friendly despite Liverpool bids. They say despite ongoing interest from Liverpool, including a first bid rejected, defensive midfielder Romeo Lavia is still part of Southampton's pre-season. Lavia is the priority target as Jurgen Klopp seeks to find solutions in the transfer market following the sales of Jordan Henderson and Fabinho. Neither exit was planned, but now Liverpool must push forward with a bigger rebuild than even anticipated, having already brought in Alexis McAllister and Dominic Szoboszlai. Earlier this week, the club saw an initial bid for Lavia with $37 million rejected by Southampton, with the Sandfield later reporting plans for a second offer. It had been hoped that a deal could be struck in time for the teenagers to fly out to Singapore, where Liverpool are currently based for pre-season. But, as it stands, Lavia is still in the Southampton squad and part of Russell Martin's planning for the upcoming campaign in the Championship. On Saturday, the Belgian came off the bench in a 1-0 defeat to AZ Alkmaar at St Mary's that served as the final warm-up friendly before the domestic season kicks off against Sheffield Wednesday. Though Lavia only played 16 minutes against the Dutch outfit, if he was close to a move elsewhere, it is unlikely Martin would have afforded him any game time. Liverpool remain hopeful of signing the 19-year-old in the near future, of course, with personal terms already agreed. It has been suggested their next offer will be in the region of $45 million inclusive of add-ons, with Southampton valuing the player closer to $50 million. A compromise is likely to be reached given how close the two parties are, though it seems more realistic the player would join his new teammates upon their return from Singapore if a transfer is secured. Yes, so no movement at the moment on the Romeo Lavia deal, and as mentioned, if they wanted to get it so he could be involved in any way, shape or form in the Singapore tour, it would realistically have to be done on Sunday to give him even the faintest of chance, just due to the sheer amount of travelling involved in that. And yes, as mentioned, you know, in that article, Southampton did play AZ Alkmaar yesterday. The 16 minutes, I think that can be read both ways, if I'm being perfectly honest, just from the report there at This Is Anfield, that I think if it was imminent, then you would take him out of the team completely. However, if he was nailed on to be staying, I think he likely plays a little bit more in that game. So the Southampton are maybe playing a little bit of brinksmanship there, saying, look, we're carrying on with our pre-season. They're also making sure he has a couple of minutes under his belt as well, such that if they do need to use him against Sheffield Wednesday, he will be, you know, in a condition to do just that. And as mentioned, their season kicks off on Friday, the 4th of August, 8 o'clock kickoff, away at Sheffield Wednesday. In the Championship. So yeah, really, the Championship season is closing in. Liverpool will be needing to get that deal over the line for their, you know, for their help, and also for that of Romeo Lavia as well. Yes, we will have to see what comes of that in the coming days.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Just some talking points then. As mentioned, Liverpool beat Leicester 4-0 in their third pre-season friendly of the summer so far. Goals from Nunes, Bobby Clark, Diogo Jota and Ben Doak, the two youngsters grabbing their first ever goals from the club. Liverpool were racing to a 3-goal lead in an 8-minute period from 30 to 38 minutes, with Nunes 30, Clark 35 and Jota on the 38th minute. After a tricky start to the game for the Reds, really. showing once again a little bit of vulnerability to direct play, to counter-attacks, to pacing behind. Quinn Kelleher forced into a really positive, strong, brave bit of goalkeeping to deny Wilfred Ndidi with the first clear-cut chance of the game, certainly. And one of the big talking points in terms of the starting 11 for the Reds was that Curtis Jones was moved into the number six. We've seen Trent utilised in there in the opening two games, in the first opening halves of the opening two games, which I think you would probably class as the closest in all three games to Liverpool's first choice 11, although there's obviously a little bit of a debate as to who those forwards would be in that team. But yes, Curtis Jones deployed in the six and actually performing really, really well. Certainly, having seen now Jones and Trent playing it, there feels much more benefit to having Trent in the inverted right-back role as opposed to Conor Bradley. You're limiting what you can do. It looked a general better and obviously naturally much more mature fit there, allowing Trent that license to play much more of that creative midfield role from there. Bobby Clark, great to see the youngster get his first goal. I think he's been one of the real highlights from the youth players in this pre-season so far. You know, not to be disrespectful to the likes of McConnell and Scanlon, who have actually held their own really, really well, and particularly McConnell in this game. But Bobby Clark starting to feel much more like a player who is ready. You know, you could easily see him playing and starting in a League Cup or an FA Cup early round team for Liverpool without a doubt. Whether he's quite ready for the true first 11 for the Premier League is uncertain, but the question will be, is he available? Is he ready? Is he a level to play in the Europa League? If he can play like this, I'm not entirely certain that he won't be. Which is a really complicated way of saying I think he's been really good so far. But took his goal brilliantly. Mohamed Salah cutting it back to him on the edge of the air. Really cleanly struck finish across the goalie low into the bottom left-hand corner. Another of the high points of that first half was Alexis McAllister playing as the right-sided eight alongside Bobby Clark, but actually drifting into space wherever he was required, picking the ball up, and a great little couple of passes where Trent just played it directly through the middle of the pitch, through the lines, gathered up by McAllister, and he just quickly moves the ball on. He's looking to play in Nunes or looking to feed it wide to either Jota or Salah. Had a real good sort of guy behind the guy role in a couple of Liverpool's first half goals from McAllister, and has drawn a lot of praise for that performance. Really looks a natural fit for what they're trying to do. A very, very impressive outing again for Alexis McAllister. I touched upon his name there as well. Darwin Nunes took his goal absolutely splendidly. It was actually another ball through to Diogo Jota. He had the shot across the goal. It was saved, and just Nunes' speed of reaction, speed of thought to get in there from a really... nice, tight, narrow angle to lift it over the goalkeeper to grab that goal, having already had a goal disallowed for offside, which he showed unbelievable composure to lift the ball over the goalkeeper around him and then took it home. Albeit he was quite comfortably offside when the replays were played back. So yeah, continued looking sharp throughout the game, Darwin Nunes, and once again, just another really solid performance in the nine. There were some question marks, of course, going into this game. You know, him and Jota had been kept apart to this point. Jota has been playing the nine for Liverpool, whereas what we saw was Jota play off the left, Nunes play through the middle again, and actually Cody Gakpo in the second half team was back to playing in the number nine and doing it in a very recognisably Cody Gakpo / Bobby Firmino kind of false nine way. The domination of the Reds really continued into the second half without the same kind of cutting edge. I think it was fair to say, probably a stronger team in the second half this time out than it was against Greater Firth. It was Luis Diaz, Gakpo and Bobby Clark across the front three. Dominic Szoboszlai returning from injury left of the eights. Harvey Elliott on the right of that really gave Liverpool a lot of creativity, but yeah, just not quite the same level of domination. Luis Diaz continued to look bright, really terrorising defenders. Ben Doak, though, an absolute standout for the Reds, absolutely electric time and time again, offering great width, but just choosing his moments either to play overlapping passes and get on the run, or just from a starting position take players on and cause havoc. Two or three great opportunities he created by getting to the byline and just couldn't quite deliver the killer final ball, but another very, very, very exciting performance from a very exciting young player as well. And Dominic Szoboszlai, who has obviously had a little bit of a tougher time of it this pre-season, missed the last game through injury, got 30 minutes under his belt starting the second half but being withdrawn before the end. Nearly scored an absolute worldie, having won the ball back to start a counter-attack in Liverpool's half. shot from just inside the Leicester half, trying to lob the goalkeeper. The goalie raced back, and the only thing he could think to do to stop the goal from going in was to dive and header it away, as he was just about crossing the line of his 18-yard box. A fabulous little moment of innovation from Dominic Szoboszlai. Hopefully a sign of more to come. And lastly, the only real other talking point is, aside from obviously Ben Doak scoring a header for his first goal, which was unexpected to all, from a Szoboszlai corner flicked on by Matip, Alisson Becker played just 30 minutes of the game. Kelleher got the first 60, and Ali came on to finish off the game. So yeah, that was that. And let's move things on then to the big headline, the one that probably for a lot of you, by the time you listen to this, this will have been heavily shot down. But the Mirror yesterday evening, John Richardson, who was labelled a sports correspondent for the Mirror, has a headlined article of exclusive Liverpool and sensational Kylian Mbappe transfer talks after PSG star's Saudi snub. Liverpool are in talks with PSG over a sensational loan move for Kylian Mbappe. PSG are fuming that Mbappe refused to talk to Saudi Arabia side Al Hilal after the French champions accepted their world record-shattering $259 million bid. But they also fear that Mbappe will walk out for nothing in 12 months' time to Real Madrid. Liverpool are ready to offer Mbappe a one-year loan deal, which gets him out of Paris, will bring in cash for PSG, and enables the 24-year-old striker to complete his dream move to Madrid. The Reds have been encouraged by Mbappe's respect for the club and the fact that his mother, Faiza Lamari, also his agent, is an avid Kop fan. Mbappe has often praised Anfield boss Jurgen Klopp, and he and his representatives held transfer discussions with Liverpool before opting to join PSG when he decided to leave Monaco. There is a little bit more to this. I'll read it before I give you my obvious reaction to this. We talked a little bit, but not too much, he told The Telegraph last year. We talked a little bit. I talked to Liverpool because it's the favourite club of my mum. My mum loves Liverpool. I don't know why. You will have to ask her. It's a good club, and we met them 5 years ago. When I was in Monaco, I met them. It's a big club. As far as legitimacies of articles go, there's a moment in this article, there's a sliding doors moment in this article where this could have gone from spurious nonsense, which is what it is, to something legit. And it's the line, the Reds have been encouraged by. Now, what should follow is positive discussions with Mbappe's camp, or word in France from key journalists close to the striker. Something like that. Not his respect for the club and the fact his mum supports Liverpool. No. There's that. I mean, that they can remain true, and there could be absolutely nothing doing. For me, there's not enough to this to have it be anything other than just some, you know, something to casually talk about and fill a little bit of conversation time over the weekend while we wait for more stuff to happen. But yeah, something is likely to happen with Mbappe, something big. You know, he is heir apparent to being the best player on the planet. He's clearly fantastic. Would Liverpool have been in for him? Liverpool certainly have held an interest in him. Are they going to be interested in taking him on a one-year loan deal when, let's be honest, they don't need any more attackers? Even if there's not a club on earth that doesn't need the best striker on the planet. I don't know. It doesn't feel like a very Liverpool move to me, this, and there doesn't seem to be anything in that article that comes close to facts, or certainly facts that would indicate a move is likely, rather than like his mum's a Liverpool fan. It might be a fact, but it has no bearing on whether Liverpool have held talks or look likely to hold talks with Kylian Mbappe, PSG, or his mum. So yeah, I would treat that one with a huge pinch of salt, if I'm being perfectly honest. So yeah, that is where we are at Liverpool. 3 wins from 3 in pre-season so far. If you want to continue the joy and happiness going, then do go and check out our brand new limited edition book, Bobby Firmino, Best in the World. It is now available to order. I spent 2 days last week signing the author signed editions. They have started to be posted out now, so if you want to go and grab one, do. Very, very limited run of that book, and the author signed ones are even more limited than that. It is a brilliant and vibrant look back on the Liverpool career of a Kop legend with great stories, stats, photos, and artwork. Get yours ordered now at redmenmerch.com. And if you want to keep up to date with all the Liverpool transfer news, head to redmenplus.com. JNO Insight with Neil Jones is back tomorrow morning and on Thursdays as well. And Dan Club has been doing an absolutely sensational job of getting everyone up to date on what is going on with Romeo Lavia, what's happening in terms of transfers, who is he as a footballer. He's been speaking to Southampton journalists, he's been speaking to his coach from when he was 15 years old. All our content is available right now in video and as podcasts on redmenplus.com. Head over, subscribe, and fill your boots. Anyway, that's it from me, Paul Machin, for Other Bite Size. Ta-ra.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.